Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Luis A. Castillo Jr. says his purpose in writing his books is about reaching out to people with a message from Christ. He believes his books will save, redeem, restore, renew, and transform the lives of the readers. Luis's book, He Is Coming, prepares the reader to distinguish angels of light from satanic forces, an in-depth study of God's supernatural beings in the Scripture. Luis makes sense of the most dramatic and misunderstood book of the Bible, a fascinating and inspirational guide through the journey of the Word of God. And Luis Castillo Jr., author of He Is Coming, joins us on This Week in America. Luis, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to this and so much to talk about. Let's start with the title of the book, He Is Coming. Talk about the title and the significance of it.
The title of my book is He Is Coming, Angels in Bloom. My book is about the ministry of angels. Angels appear in approximately two-thirds in the books in the Bible, and very little is spoken or written about their ministry. They are a vital part of God's kingdom. They perform many of God's commands and directives. I describe in detail of their responsibilities to God. They perform an important role in his kingdom, particularly in the book of Revelation. There's 72 references to angels in the book of Revelation, and they're all unique.
You know, it's interesting because as you're reading through the book, you realize we know a lot about angels, yet we don't know that much about angels. And this book really answers all of the questions. He Is Coming by Luis Castillo Jr., our guest on the program. Castillo is C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can go to our website and get Luis's Amazon page and link on directly and get information there. What category or genre does He Is Coming fit into?
It best fits the Christian ideology for many of the denominations that follow Jesus Christ. Many of the born-again believers of all ages are interested in the mysteries of God's kingdom. And I try to shed light by teaching people that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And you have to exercise faith, even though God tells you that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. But many Christians don't know how to exercise their faith. God moves by faith. He's motivated by love.
What is the purpose in writing this? And I think you've touched on it with the answer to that question and in talking about answering questions about angels. But what was the main reason you decided you really needed to write He Is Coming?
I was being encouraged by the Holy Spirit, and He directed me. He directed me to a book and a chapter and a verse in the Bible, and it says, "For this purpose I raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that your name, that my name, may be declared in all the earth." And that comes out of Exodus 9, verse 16. Everybody has a purpose, and God has a plan for them. So by faith, they could come in contact with His plan for you. I used to see symbols of quilt pens while my father and my uncle spoke about Christ. And I didn't know at the time what that meant, but it stayed with me. And I guess when at the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, He put me to write. And I started writing. And I found that I couldn't put the pen down.
You know, that's incredible that you get this sign, that you were able to follow that and understand exactly what that sign meant. The book is He Is Coming by Louis Castillo Jr., book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. And talking about symbols, you address why John uses symbols. Why does he?
Jesus used parables, and John uses symbols. People understand symbols easier than a reading. Just like today when you're driving and you see an 8 sign symbol up ahead of you, you instantly recognize that that's the stop sign, and without having to read it. So having symbols is another form of communicating ideas and thoughts. So that's why he uses symbols. A lot of the things that he was trying to describe, he couldn't, because there was no words, there was no terminology for him.
Oh yes.
So what he ended up doing is using symbols, and he was seeing symbols in his visions while writing the book. And then what occurred is that Jesus' personal angel would provide him with the message and also the interpretation of those messages. Symbols are one thing I have to say about symbols. Symbols are you could interpret them by the context in which they're in, or by other scriptures that support that symbol. In other words, you just can't make it up. You have to have something to back it up.
Yes.
In other words, you can't use your own ideology. You have to use what the Bible provides you with, and it's there. It's just you have to find it.
You know, I mentioned that you do an excellent job in describing angels and telling us the role of angels. Let's start with the basics. Describe what are angels. Again, we've heard about these from a young age, but not, I guess if we had to define them, it'd be difficult for most of us to be able to do that. What are angels?
Angels are ministering spirits. That's what the Bible calls them. And in addition, they have other names, like in the Old Testament, they were known as the Son of God. So the Son of God. So you go to Job, and you see that along with Satan came the sons of God. And they were trying to test Job. And that's where the angels and Satan are together in the Old Testament. I believe in the first chapter. I don't remember the verse, but that's where I refer to. And also,
it's interesting. Go ahead, finish that thought, because it's so important.
When Satan was cast out of heaven, he was Satan was an angel. His name was Lucifer. He was a very, very pretty and angel, and his pride got in his way, and that's why he was cast out. Him and his angels fought against Michael and his angels, and there was no room for them in heaven, so they were cast out to earth, and they're no longer as pretty as they were back then. Now they're horrific. Some people call them demons. That's how ugly they are now. Even Jesus gave a testimony that when he saw Satan fall, he saw him fall like a bolt of lightning from heaven.
It's powerful, and the book is inspirational. It's easy to read. It answers a number of questions that we've all had. He Is Coming, the name of the book. Louis Castillo Jr. is the author. So what are some of the things that angels do for us? How do they help us? What do they do for us?
Yeah, the angel Gabriel for example, he was sent by God to the city of Galilee in Nazareth to speak to Mary and to John. In the book of Hebrews, they are called ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will inherit the salvation. That's Hebrews 1, verse 14.
What are some of the supernatural abilities that they possess?
Oh, they are very tall and very strong. I imagine like 10 times as strong as humans, and they carry out God's will for our lives. Generally, they have the ability to transcend from one dimension to another. They can change their appearances to resemble human forms and other life forms like birds or donkeys. In the Old Testament, you had birds feed Elijah, and also you have scriptures in the Old Testament describing an incident where a donkey would speak. Those were angels that were doing that. So they have the ability to transform their appearances from the angelic to human forms or living forms, I would say. And they could go back and forth from the spiritual realm to the three-dimensional physical world that we live in.
It's so fascinating. The book is He Is Coming by Louis Castillo Jr. Wish we had like hours to talk about this, but it's all explained in the book. Louis, by the way, is L-O-U-I-S, Louis A. Castillo Jr. Book at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly to Louis's Amazon page. Is there such a thing as fallen angels? We've heard of that. Does that exist? Are there fallen angels?
Yes. When I was describing earlier that in Revelation chapter 12, when Michael was fighting against Satan and his angels, let me read the passage. And war broke out in heaven. Michael, the archangel, and his angels fought with the dragon being Satan. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out of heaven, that serpent of old called devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to earth, and his angels were cast with him. About one third of the angels in heaven were fighting on Satan's side, and they were all cast out. That's why today we have demons that roam around and try to possess humans. So they do exist.
Well, and that's one thing that's so important in the book. You prepare us to distinguish between angels of light from satanic forces, and that really is important, isn't it? So we're not following something that we shouldn't be.
Yes. Yes.
And you walk us through that. The book is in great detail. And a few minutes left in the program. I'm sure people are thinking, will you ask him about guardian angels? We all think or hope that we have guardian angels. Are there such a thing as guardian angels? Do they exist? And if so, what is their role?
Yes, they do exist. And we have a promise of protection from God. And you'll find that promise in Psalms 91. And it reads, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up unless you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon lions and cobras. The young lions and the serpent shall trample underfoot." This is his promise, a protection for his children here on earth. Yeah.
Do you feel you have a guardian angel?
Absolutely. I do. Yes. In many instances, I've I say, wow, man, I came so close to, you know, to especially in my profession. I'm a professional truck driver. I drive 18 wheels, so I have to be extraordinary precautious, and safety is my number one goal. So when something happens ahead of me, I one time felt that an angel took over the wheel and steered this truck away from harm.
Yeah, being on the road driving an 18-wheeler, you would need at least one, possibly two guardian angels, and I can understand how comforting, yes. A team of guardian angels, I can understand how comforting that would be to know that you're in there, but you're not in there by yourself, and that would have to be to get you through some very difficult situations. A minute or so left in the program. Just where did this interest begin for you? When did you decide, I'm really interested in studying the angels, the role they play, and decide to write the book? How did that begin for you?
I was being encouraged by the Holy Spirit. He kept on directing me. You have to obey. You have to listen sometimes, especially when I start praying in the Spirit. Not only am I born again, water baptized, I'm also baptized in the Holy Spirit by the evidence of speaking in tongues. My father was a minister, my uncle was a minister, so being around them encouraged me to they shaped my manhood. They shaped me for the man that I'm I'm going to be. Yes.
It's interesting, the background and all of the research that went into preparing the book, He Is Coming. What are you working on now? Is there going to be a sequel to this?
Yes, there is going to be a sequel to this. I'm currently writing a book, and the name of the title is The One Who Is and Was and Is to Come, and it's about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I want to give a shout-out to my friend Marshall Trent, up in Canada, up in Ontario, Canada, for encouraging me to continue writing my book. Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate your help.
There's another guardian angel that's there in human form that is helping you get through this. Any idea when that book will be available? And hopefully we can talk about it.
Sure. I'm shooting for the early part of fall or the latter part of fall this year or before Christmas. I like to get it into people's hands as a Christmas gift to a loved one. It's about the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Boy, and that will be another important book, and we'll stay in touch with Lewis, and hopefully we can talk about this. And first part of fall is right around the corner. As quickly as 2022 is going, it'll be here before you know it. This book is available, receiving excellent reviews internationally. The book is He Is Coming by Lewis A. Castile. Lewis is L-O-U-I-S. Castillo is C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Lewis A. Castile, Jr. I want to thank Adventure Time Narratives for hooking us up for the interview today. This book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, and we've got a link for it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lewis, a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck, continued success with your books. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I look forward to chatting with you again.
It is our pleasure to have you here.
On my next book.
I would love to, and I'll look forward to that as well. This book is He Is Coming, Lewis A. Castillo, Jr. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.